Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. Now, here's Craig.
Shut the door on the devil's lies. There is a way we can keep the door cracked open for the devil to whisper his slander to us, and there is a way to slam the door shut. Jesus said one of the best ways to shut the door on the slanderous lies of the devil is to forgive people who have injured us. This is the audio of a video I recently shared. In the show notes, I have a link to the video as well as some other related links.
Here's what the devil wants to do. Okay, so Jesus tells us the devil's agenda is pretty straightforward. Steal, kill, destroy. How does he do that? Well, he does it by, Jesus said, he has one language that he speaks. Lies. He lies to you. He slanders you. So he wants to say to you, psst, this, how many times are you going to ask God to forgive you of this same sin? I've lost track. Do you think God's going to, like, forgive you again? You haven't you exhausted his patience? Hey, psst, that sin, too big. I mean, those other ones over there, all right, they were bad, but, you know, I mean, they're not that bad. That sin, no coming back from that one. That's too heinous. That's too vile. There's no way that God can forgive that one. You know where we open ourselves up to that is when we say to another person, oh, too many times, I can't forgive you anymore. That's too many times. Or, oh, that's too big. I can't forgive that one. When we say that about another person, we leave the door cracked to listen to that lie that the same thing could be said about us, that Satan can say to us, oh, too many times, God's not going to forgive that one. Too big, he can't forgive that one. But when we know that we're forgiven people, and then we are relentlessly forgiving people, then we close that door to listen to that lie that says that our sin that we have committed, that the Holy Spirit pointed out to us, is too big or too many times. We've closed that door because then we start remembering, oh, wait a minute, my forgiven sin has been forgotten by God. That blemish on my life has been wiped as clean as snow. That Jesus exchanged with me. He took my unrighteousness and he gave me his righteousness. When I stand before the Father, he looks at me and says, all I see is the righteousness of my Son covering you. That's what I can be reminded of. But if I break this cycle by refusing to forgive somebody else because it was too many times, I want to see them get, I'm sitting there waiting. Let me see that punishment. Let me see that lightning bolt hit them for what they, I'm not looking at my forgiveness anymore, at the one who's forgiven me. I've started to listen to the lie that there's something that's too big, that there's something that's too much.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please visit CraigTOwens.com.